Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. One more hour to go. Grant and Danny coming up top of the hour. Time to shed the spotlight. Thank God we have another sport that is starting up. You know, just as we're going to start to miss football, especially during the week, you know, you hate Thursday night football, but you watch it. You know, we miss Monday night football already. The college games during the course of the week, so we need something to fill that void. Fortunately for us, the Capitals and the NHL are here. Pleased to be joined now by Rob Carlin to preview the Capitals. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, man. How are you?
I'm doing spectacular. By the way, as the father of young daughters, let me encourage you to get them coconut caramel Oreo cookies, my friend. I tried them. It's a new flavor. It was delicious, and you can share in their enjoyment of them. Just giving you a little parenting tip. You want to keep the girls happy, go buy that, and they will be very, very happy going forward. Speaking of very happy, Nicklas Backstrom said 35 goals, and Alexander Ovechkin playfully said, just 35, nothing like an enthusiastic, motivated Alexander Ovechkin to get the NHL season started. Certainly a pleasant sign to see the Great Eight rip-roaring and ready to go here as they get set to face Buffalo coming up tonight.
Well, it wasn't only that. Evgeny Kuznetsov predicted a 50-goal season. So he was asked the other day, could Ovi get 50? And he was like, well, it's not good unless he does. So, yeah, I think he can get 50. Imagine that, 50 in 56 games. And the funny thing is I tweeted out that quote from Kuzi, and someone, you know, replied back, well, you know, he's been on that pace before in 08, 09. I was like, yes, a long time ago now.
Right.
But I you know, if you want to bet against Ovi, do that with your money. I'm not betting my money against Ovi in anything. So nothing would shock me that half man, half machine could do.
Well, you know, look, Ted made an early commitment to him, an extraordinary commitment to him at 13 years in this thing. And finally that, you know, deal comes up here at the end of the season. Rob, there are few players I can remember that get this extraordinary type of deal. And in every conceivable way, Rob, he has paid off on that contract. He's won a cup. He make, you know, the stands are filled when they're allowed to be, you know, every single night to come watch the guy play. And virtually he shows up every night, even when he's, you know, a little banged up. You know, you don't see him taking many nights off for load management during the course of the NHL season. I've you know, we struggle sometimes looking at big numbers and these long, lengthy contracts. But, Rob, that's been a guy that's delivered, in my mind, on every single facet of this for Ted Leonsis and the organization.
I'd venture to say he's been a bargain at what they had him at. I mean, he is so far exceeded, and you're right, in every one of those things. Because being there, game after game, night after night, for all the – imagine that. Imagine he signs that 13-year contract. You're probably, you know, I wasn't in the area back then, but I'm sure there were people saying, well, the back end of that deal will be, you know, they'll just have to live with the back end of that deal because, you know, whatever Ovi will be, you know, 13 years later, we'll just have to live with it because he's so exciting now. And now you go, I don't know, can you go 5 more years? I'd sign him for 5 more years right now. So, you know, putting fans in the stands night after night, not only making them relevant, but making them contenders every single year. Even the years where they had the rare hiccup and they, you know, they weren't a true Stanley Cup contender, they were still must-see TV, literally on TV because of him. So, you know, I would venture to say that they've been the winningest, you know, team and the team with the most points strictly because of him. And, you know, I would say Ted Leonsis has to be looking at that and saying, I don't regret one single penny. That's like the old Jim Calhoun, not one dime, not giving back one dime. This would be Ted saying, not one dime do I regret on that deal. And he's going to sign into another deal. He signed a 13-year deal, and he's going to sign another one. That's remarkable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. To that extent, you know, what do you think the term is on that deal? Because I think the dollars at this point, meeting the dollars that an Ovi would want certainly are, you know, negligible, you know, a couple of bucks either way. But more importantly, what do you think the term is he's hunting for? And like his buddy Nicklas Backstrom, he's going to negotiate his own deal.
Yeah, it's so hard to predict what he wants because we've all been speculating for so long. And, we, you know, obviously you lose a season, the pursuit of Gretzky. I would think in his mind, he's going to do the math and say, how many years will it take me legitimately to get to Gretzky? Obviously his first thing is to win another Stanley Cup or more than one more cup, you know, depending on how long you think that window's open. But, you know, a couple of us were joking. I think it was me and Ben Raby were joking on my podcast that this window is like the old crank window in the car. This isn't the fast moving window. This is a really slow moving window that's been closing for the better part of 5 years now, and it's still not closed. So, you know, I think he does the math. I think he says, you know, maybe at the end of this year, and he'll be thinking about this year too, but whatever the math is going to be that he thinks he needs to get to Gretzky, I would think that's what he's going to want to stick around for, because as much as he does not like talking about it, and I tried multiple different ways and multiple different occasions to get him to comment, and only very rarely has he, and usually he got annoyed at it, but now he's too close to not acknowledge that it can happen. So I would just say it comes down to simple math now for him.
No doubt. We're talking with Rob Carlin, talking about the Washington Capitals. And look, if they're going to have success, chase another cup, it's going to come down to the play of other players in addition to Alexander Ovechkin and Nicklas Backstrom, who've been such incredible staples here in this market for a long time. You've already mentioned one of them, Evgeny Kuznetsov. Clearly, Rob, when focused and dialed in, this is one of the more talented players in the National Hockey League. Recently, we've seen both. What do we expect from 92 coming up here in this season that gets underway tonight against Buffalo?
I don't know that I'd feel comfortable saying that he's going to be that guy anymore. I think this is who he is. I think he's going to be a frustrating guy who's going to have flashes of brilliance, and then the motor might flip off for a couple of games. I just, you know, he's not a young guy anymore who's only been in the league for a couple of seasons. I think this is who he is, and who he is, by the way, pretty damn good. Like, it's not like it's a huge disappointment with Kuzi. It's just not the player we thought he'd be on a consistent night-in, night-out basis. So, you know, I'll take what I get from Kuzi. As long as he's here, as long as he's able to dazzle, as long as he could, you know, do the things that are easy for him. Because, you know, I think the thing that bothers us is everything comes easy for him. So if you would just get him to work a little bit harder and get to that next level, think of what he could be. But I don't... His words have haunted him, and I don't know that he is that dude that wants to really put in the real time you need. Is he there on time? Is he practice every day? Sure. But there's that little bit extra that, like, you know, that Ovi never allows himself to be anything but the best player on the ice night in, night out. I don't know that Kuzi has that drive, but still a really good player who's, you know, is he capable of putting up, you know, okay, this is a 56-game season, so can he put up, you know, a 60-point season? Sure, he can. You'd like to see that. I don't know if he's going to be able to be that guy. You know, I don't know that he has the drive to be that guy.
Certainly we talk about the acquisition of Zdeno Chara on the back line and what he brings. It's funny, you put on any Zdeno Chara highlight film, and one of the guys that is seen bouncing off of the man is Alexander Ovechkin. That doesn't happen very often. But more than just his addition, what do you see in that back line that gives us hope that this year will be better? Because it was clearly a year of struggle overall when you look top to bottom amongst that group. I mean, John Carlson played at an incredible level, and then below that, you know, there were some question marks. How do we see that group shaping up this season? Because clearly, if they're going to contend for a cup, that group has to be better.
Well, first and foremost, I think defense, and Peter Laviolette says it, is a five-man unit. So it's not just on the defense last year. The entire five-man unit was not very good for large portions of the season last year. And Laviolette wants him to play in the offensive zone, and that takes care of a lot of that. He's always been his style to get defensemen to chip forward. Picking up Justin Schultz, I think, is, you know, another offensive-minded right-hand defenseman that is going to look to move forward. I think I like the pairs. I mean, think about Zdeno Chara as a third-pair defenseman who, by the way, is going to be on the ice to close out games. Everything you hear about Chara from these guys, other than Tom Wilson saying, "I used to love to hit him, but it felt like running into a wall and it never affected him." Everything you've heard from every one of these guys sounds exactly like Brooks Orpik. You know, the work ethic, the way he takes care of his body, the way he takes care of his mind, the professionalism, the leadership, it's all Brooks Orpik. And Brooks Orpik at, you know, in the cup year, was always on the ice when the game was on the line. And that's what I think you're going to see from Chara. You're not going to see the big minutes, but you're going to see the important minutes from Chara. And I think everyone's going to feed off that. So, I just think top to bottom right now, there's more talent on the, if you're asking specifically about the three defense pairs, I like the way they're made up. I like this idea of Orlov and Carlson playing together. You know, clearly Laviolette wants an offensive-minded and a defensive-minded defenseman, you know, with Orlov and Carlson and Schultz and Dylan, you know, and then Chara and Jensen. So I just think there's more talent there, and I think they're going to be better coached this year, quite frankly, to be a better five-man unit. I think that's going to take care of a lot of their problems, because a lot of those breakaways we saw last year, I mean, a breakaway, you know, by definition, they're getting in behind from about mid-ice. So there's a lot of mistakes that led to guys consistently being skating in all alone from the, you know, center ice. And I think they're just going to be a better coach team. I like Todd Reirden. Peter Laviolette's got a much better track record, clearly.
Final moment with Rob Carlin. And I'll ask you this about the coach leading into that question. The fact that your timetable is ticking with two of your greatest stars, one of the greatest things about Peter Laviolette's track record is those first couple of seasons in a new place usually go fairly well. Seem like a perfect marriage here right now based on the timetable of Washington's best players?
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly from the time they signed him, and I think that was not by mistake that they looked and said, this guy wins big, takes teams to Stanley Cups in his first 2 years, and this team is as slow as that window is closing. It is closing. And you want them to get there in the next year or two. And I think it was absolutely the reason why they brought Laviolette in here. I think he's so far, you know, he's been very cordial with the media. He's been open. I think that'll start changing once the games start getting played, and particularly if there's a bad game on any given night. But I think this is a coach with an unbelievable track record, an unbelievable track record of winning. I think it's a perfect combination. And, you know, keep in mind about these guys under Barry Trotz, and there we've all discussed about the lows under Trotz, and, you know, people forget how he was almost fired, but they really were a group that wanted to be coached. And when they had a proven coach, they bought in. When they haven't had proven coaches, sometimes it's splintered and fractured off, but when they've got a winner that they can trust, and his system proves out on a night-in, night-out basis that it's going to give you a chance to win, they're very coachable. So I think this is a perfect marriage. And look, the division's really tough. This is, in soccer parlance, the group of death. There's going to be a really good team or two that's not going to make the playoffs just because of the way it's set up this year. But I do think that this coach with those players gives them their best chance of winning this year.
Subscribe to his Capitol Building podcast and follow him on Twitter at RobCarlinTBD. Rob, appreciate the time today and look forward to talking to you throughout this Washington Capitol season. Appreciate the visit today.
Yeah, Pete, thanks a lot. Huge fan. You're doing an awesome job here on the radio. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it, pal. Thank you very much. Rob Carlin joining us. You can go look at his Capitals preview at his Capitol Building podcast. Your thoughts, Capitals fans, where are you as we get set to drop the puck tonight? Caps and Sabres tonight here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on the AAA Always On Call listener line on 1067 The Fan. Welcome back. 1-800-636-1067. Ty Reaches Capitals fans. You heard from Rob Carlin there. Look, I mean, it's a lot of the same cast of characters through the first four lines. Daniel Sprong, obviously, included in that group now. Chara, Justin Schultz added to the defensive core there. You know, what differences do you see them making in this Capitals team? And where are your expectations as they head into this game tonight with the Buffalo Sabres to get the season started? We've got it for you here on The Fan, 7 o'clock. John Walton will have the call. And as Rob mentioned, I mean, what a division, you know, what a division this is going to be. Philadelphia gets off to the positive start last night as they beat the Penguins by a score of 6-3 in that contest. Balance all over the place from the Flyers in that game. You know, Van Riemsdyk gets them going, along with Patrick, with those power play goals in the first period to get it going and jumping on top, you know, after Pittsburgh got the early lead. Crosby with a power play marker for Pittsburgh as well. But the Flyers really, you know, showing you a lot last night of what we saw last season, picking up where they left off here. And that's going to be another solid club to contend with, you know, as they pick up that 6-3 victory last night in that game. So it's going to be a very tough division for Washington. Games like tonight at the KeyBank Center, you know, with the shortened schedule, every game's going to be magnified here. Every game's going to be magnified, especially in that group. You know, as Rob mentioned, you're going to get, you know, some good teams that are going to be, you know, clinging for playoff life at the end of this thing. I mean, they're in a group with Boston, Buffalo, the Devils, the Islanders, the Rangers, and the Pittsburgh Penguins, in addition to those Flyers. So, you know, I mean, man, it's going to be a really, really tough bunch to deal with. And, you know, clearly we know it's not the normal situation, and you've got to, you know, you've got to do with it what you have to. But two young netminders right now. They did sign Craig Anderson to the one-year $700,000 deal, joins the taxi squad there, basically insurance. You know, certainly if one of those, especially if, you know, Samsonov were to suffer some sort of long-term injury, you've got a veteran there that you could also bring in if you had to. You know, Phoenix Copley's on that taxi squad as well. They go with the youngsters, Samsonov and Vanacek, you know, in the net for right now. Clearly, Samsonov is the guy that they hope is their guy now going forward. I mean, this has been an unbelievable team in terms of developing netminders through the years. I mean, they've just been oozing with them for a long time. It's been an unbelievable trait. Some teams don't necessarily have that ability and have not had that ability. Washington has seemingly found a guy to take over whenever they've needed it. And, you know, Samsonov now is the latest now to get the opportunity to be that guy, to be that stalwart in between the pipes for this franchise. So your hopes of taking, you know, a deep run are, you know, in the hands from a skating standpoint on a lot of veterans, you know, on your Ovechkins and on your Backstroms, you know, guys like, you know, Kuznetsov and Tom Wilson, more is expected. You know, more is expected now of those guys. You know, defensively, Chara comes in to help out. Carlson's one of the league's best at his position. So, You hope that those guys can give you what you expect from them. And you heard Rob talking about the fact that, you know, late in the game, you may not see the minute count high for Chara, you know, through the first two periods, but you know if you've got a one-goal lead late in that game, the big fella is going to be back there. The big fella is going to be back there. And that leadership in that room, there's plenty of it now. You know, Ovi's obviously done, you know, a solid job as a captain through the years to continue to develop and be a leader. But Chara also comes in now and gives you that in your room. And it's so important. It's going to be so important in a shortened season. You know, how do you take care of your business professionally? How do you get your body ready on a daily basis? Because there will be challenges in this shortened schedule. And there will be likely postponements at some point, perhaps. And you may have games that end up in a really even more condensed version. And how you take care of your body is going to be important. And those are the kind of things that they're hoping Chara, you know, rubs off on a lot of the other players in that locker room and helping take care of themselves through this shortened season, because every game, every shift right now is going to be magnified for this team. We'll talk about that. Your thoughts, what do you expect from the Capitals? Are your expectations the same? You know, do you believe it's still Stanley Cup or bust for this group, even in the truncated season, in the kind of division that they are in? What are your thoughts and expectations for this hockey season, which gets cranked up tonight for the Capitals as they take on the Sabres coming up at 7 o'clock tonight here on The Fan? 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Heist is here with an update on The Fan. Caps and the Sabres coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. All the action right here on 106.7, The Fan. Taking your calls about your expectations for this Caps season. Looking ahead, by the way, tomorrow, Will Brinson from CBS Sports going to join us coming up tomorrow. So we'll preview the NFL weekend that lies ahead as we get to, you know, these games coming up this weekend. It looks like Baltimore's going to catch at least right now, small break. It looks like the snow, the lake effect snow up there in Baltimore on Saturday night is going to go just south of the Buffalo area. It's where the Caps are. They're going to be there for a couple of days here to battle the Sabres. And look, as I said, I know from my folks out there like Gene Wu and Christine and Ascenti, they're looking forward. I can't wait to see the Caps back out on the ice. Been looking forward to that for a long time. You know, normally we get these Caps tasty morsels in the month of October. We've had to wait a long time. You know, we get to have Joe B and Locker back in our lives tonight. If you watch it on TV, John Walton on the radio with Ken Sabourin. So, you know, it's going to feel, there's a comfort to it. You know, there's a comfort in your life and in a time where life is really uncomfortable right now, that those voices and talking about Alexander Ovechkin, you know, means something to you. And we'll see how that goes tonight. We'll see if he can get off to that great start, you know. Backstrom says 35. Ovi wants to go higher. You know, it's like we're playing on The Price is Right. Higher, higher, you know. So, and like I said, at some point there's going to, you know, we've been so spoiled. He's been our superstar for a long time. You know, as Rob Carlin and I talked about, you can go back and listen to the radio.com and hit the rewind and hear the interview we did with Rob talking about, you know, Alexander Ovechkin. Look, Ted committed to him 13 years. Said, I'm not letting my superstar leave town. I'm going to make sure he stays here. That dude has given us every dime of that contract and then some. Shows up all the time, you know, plays hurt. You know, you could argue at times he's played injured, you know, quite frankly. And there is a difference. There is a difference. You can be a little sore. You can be hurting. And then there's injury, you know, something that keeps you from skating, keeps you from shooting the way that you want to. And that guy has been here through thick and thin in all of this. You know, the reason why you pick him where you did is because you weren't very good. Okay? You weren't very good. You got good. You got good in a hurry thanks to that guy's level of play and his ability to make others better around him. Take all the pressure on him. Let's all the other guys play without any of the pressure, because every time Washington stepped on the ice, it was eight. You know, we're looking at Alexander Ovechkin. You know, they weren't They weren't talking about other players for the most part, you know, if they weren't playing well. They always focused on Alexander Ovechkin. So he took that spotlight, especially in tough times, he took it off of other players because it was always on him. So from that standpoint, that guy has given you every single dime. I would love to know if there's a Capitals fan anywhere in captivity that thinks Ovi has not given you the full value of that 13-year contract. You know, you heard Rob, and I agree with Rob. I mean, if anything, we got him on the inexpensive. I mean, it's great vision by Ted to do that. Hey, man, we're going to give you 13 years. We're gonna take care of you. You know, because conceivably he could have gotten more money as life went along there because of how great he's been. He committed, you know, Ted committed to him. He committed to us, and it's been a marriage made in heaven. He's delivered the cup. You know, he delivers prime entertainment every night he's on the ice. You know, he plays, you know, 100% all the time. All the time. Puts his body on the line. Throws it around. You know, he's willing to go hit, you know, as a forechecker. He's willing to put pressure on people. You know, did his defensive skills have to get better through the years? Absolutely. No question. No question. But even under Barry Trotz, we saw that. We saw a change there. We saw a commitment to more responsibility even on that end of the ice. And it produced the kind of results that you're hoping for in that situation. It produced a Stanley Cup for this franchise. That when we think about it, we go back to, you know, I mean, a lot of us remember 8-67-5, okay? You know, the best part of that was we got a hockey puck. We got a hockey puck out of that deal. Hey, thanks for being with us. You know, it's great. You know, year two, I mean, I got my grandfather takes me to a sky suite. My man Tom Johnson from Hampton Liquors got us tickets in a sky suite. You know, I'm like, this is cool, man. I'm 6 years old. I'm in the sky suite. I'm watching the game. And we got beat by the Montreal Canadiens 6-0. I was like, oh, you know, this is not good. You know, this is not good. Our team needs a little work. You know, we're watching Ron Lowe and Bernie Wolf and people like that. But then eventually, you know, the winds changed around here. You know, the winds changed around here. We eventually became a hockey town. Abe obviously had a threat in moving the team and everything like that. At one point, you responded as fans. And since then, we have been a hockey town. And Alexander Ovechkin helped cement that here in Washington. Ted's commitment to him, Alex's commitment to us, and eventually what we all seek as fans. We had that moment here in D.C. Incredible, incredible moments. You know, every night during these playoff games, you know, you're out in the street. Even when they were on the road, you're out in the streets down there by Capital One Arena. You know, that moment came to us thanks to Alexander Ovechkin and this franchise. So there is no question that guy outperformed that 13-year contract. Will there be some sort of whatever, you know, and I think term is the question. I'm not sure money with the way the salary cap will be and how, you know, the Caps would have to structure that contract. But term certainly, you know, will be of interest, you know, to Alexander Ovechkin, certainly chasing Wayne Gretzky. And the thing that hurts is, you know, the lack of games. You know, playing 56 instead of 80 this year. You know, the calendar doesn't, you know, the calendar doesn't wait in a situation like this for Alexander Ovechkin, unfortunately. You know, that's the bad thing. That's the bad thing is he chases Gretzky in terms of that goal-scoring mark is the calendar does not wait, even though the lack of games, you know, that you're going to miss. We're not going to get those 24 games back, you know, during the course of the regular season right now. So that's the disappointing thing for Alexander Ovechkin. You certainly, as we want him to chase that mark and achieve, you know, maybe that last bastion of greatness that's out there for him. I mean, he's achieved just about everything he can as a hockey player. But the great part about it is for his entire career, and hopefully for his entire career, because he's not going to walk away, you know, at the end of this contract. He wants to keep playing. And let's hope that these two sides can come together on an agreement. Just like Backe, he's going to negotiate his own deal. You know, I mean, at this point, financially, dude's got to be set. You know, it's just going to be a matter, hey, can we get a fair and reputable deal for the last couple of years, you know, of this contract and of his NHL career. Because for the 13 years that Ted signed him up for, Alexander Ovechkin has held up his end of the bargain. He's more than held up his end of the bargain. In fact, I think at times in this city, I'll say I think he's gone underappreciated for what he's done. Yes, to the hockey, to the hardcore hockey observer, to all of us that cover sports, yes, we've seen it. We've seen it. But I think there were a lot of people. I think there were a lot of people until your friends joined in. Because let's face it. Let's face it. There are a lot of people out in the streets a couple years ago that probably couldn't have identified more than four or five Capitals at that time, if not more than one or two. You know, Ovi and Backe, maybe Holtby, Carlson, you know. But I'm not sure how many people that were out in the streets those nights could have gone further until they watched the team chase the cup, okay, and got out in the streets with you as hardcore Capitals fans and were all a part of that celebration. But, you know, the fact that Alexander Ovechkin has been our superstar, he's been our guy, it's certainly been a lot of fun to watch. And I can't wait to watch yet another chapter of his storied career start tonight. We'll have it for you here coming up on The Fan. We'll come back and wrap things up here on a Thursday. Coming up, Grant and Danny get you going at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on 106.7 The Fan. NHL Public Relations tells us, and many of you on Twitter, it's a good feed if you're a hockey fan. Nicklas Backstrom has racked up a great amount of assists, you know, at opening night. In fact, in 12 career season opening games, he's got 14 assists, but he's never scored a goal. Only Doug Gilmore, who's a great player, Doug Gilmore's a great player, is the only player in NHL history with as many assists without a goal in season openers, and Doug Gilmore would eventually play 18. So hopefully Backe can find the net coming up tonight and get off the schneid from that standpoint. But he certainly had plenty of helpers. And, hey, man, if you get three or four helpers tonight, that's okay too. That's okay too, as long as you get the 2 points from this one coming up tonight in Buffalo with the game getting underway at 7 o'clock coming up this evening as the Caps open up the season against the Sabres. And, of course, we'll keep you abreast all season long. We're your station for Capitals hockey. John Walton has the call coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Urban Meyer, again, meeting with the Jacksonville Jaguars today. This appears to be for real. You know, I think at times we've often heard his name bandied about, you know, in terms of having some NFL interest. You know, we often hear, you know, somebody, they should call Nick Saban, you know, and things of that nature. Well, Nick tried the NFL. Wasn't great. He's making a killing as a college coach, you know, making a lot of money, living the great life, got the boat out on the water, the house. I mean, everything is cool there. So I don't think Nick needs to prove anything. Just kick back and continue to make, you know, great retirement money for the rest of his life. But it appears as if Urban Meyer and the Jaguars are for real. You know, barring a late snag, you know, they appear to be meeting again today and on the verge of potentially somewhere between $10 and $12 million to coach football. Goodness gracious. I think about all these great legendary high school football coaches out there. Now, in Texas, it may surprise you, and this will probably make high school football coaches in this area, you know, a little angry, but high school coaches in Texas, you know, some of them make upwards, they're in Georgia and places like that, make upwards of $100,000 a year. And that's the only job you have. You're just the coach. You don't teach. You just kind of hang out in a trailer behind the school, you know, watching film and everything like that most of the day, and then, boom, you go out and coach football. But it's not like that everywhere else. But the reason why you do that, is because you hope you can be, you know, like a Nick Saban one day, or like an Urban Meyer, where people want to throw just millions of dollars at you, okay? Just millions and millions of dollars at you. It's a fascinating thing. Just like, I mean, for years, everybody talked about, oh, Coach K should go to the NBA. Coach K should go to the NBA. No. No, it just kept making him more money at Duke, okay? stay where you are, you get more comfortable, tell everybody the NBA is interested in you, and the AD says, all right, coach, here's a couple more $1 million. Okay, I'll stay. Okay? These guys have played it so well through the years. They've played it so well through the years that, you know, I'm almost surprised Urban's going to pull the trigger on this one. Like I said, he's only 56. He's only 56. So it's not like he's, you know, 66, 67, something like that. Got a little more wear on the tires. He's had a chance to get away from the game from a coaching perspective. He's been fantastic on TV. I think he's great on the college football coverage on Fox. Really enjoy his insights. Not afraid to say anything. You know, he's not just giving you coaching cliche and, oh, everybody's great. Because there's a difference. There's a difference. You got some people out there that won't say things that are a little controversial. I'll not even give Dick Vitale credit. I mean, here later on in his career, I mean, he's not been afraid to call out programs that aren't doing things in the right way. You know, he's called for change at places like Arizona, you know, where Sean Miller's had a lot of issues out there. And that's, you know, Urban Meyer's been pretty forthright as an analyst on a lot of these college games. But the Jaguars are going to give him $12 million. I mean, that's what we heard the price tag was going to be, somewhere between 10 and 12. God bless you if you can get it. But that's what we all aspire to be. You know, in radio, we all aspire to be, you know, like the junkies and work 25 years and make, you know, great money. You know, like Mike Francesa, who at WFAN for years, you know, even when the Mad Dog moved on, you know, Mike was still, you know, what it was all about there. That's what we all aspire to be like. You know, you aspire to be at the top of your level, and you can't complain about the money someone's going to give you. You know, when Ted said to Alexander Ovechkin, hey, you want to be here? We'll give you 13 years of guaranteed contract. He's like, whoa, yeah, all right. You know, how many players would love to have that 13 years of commitment from a team? You know, it doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen often. And that's why I say when the puck drops tonight, be thankful that we have number 8 in our town. Be thankful that we have an owner that was willing to make that type of commitment, because not every player will do that. You know, it would have been easy for Ovi to play on a shorter deal, continue to prove himself, and take even more money out of Ted's pocket. You know, but he continued. He made the long-term commitment. You know, Ted made the long-term commitment to Ovi, and Alex made it to us. And he's never wavered on that. So in a market where, again, I truly believe in some ways Alexander Ovechkin has been underappreciated. We continue to wait for stars for the burgundy and gold for years, because if we know if Washington ever gets good in football again, if Ron Rivera can sustain this, we know what it means around here when that happens. You know, so we're allowing ourselves to get that thought process and let it creep in again that maybe the Washington football team is ready to, you know, are they just fooling us? Is this just a trick again where, hey, we're going to be good every now and then we kind of go back to mediocrity and 3-13 against the first-place schedule next year? I don't believe that's the case. I'm not sure how much better it's going to be than 7-9 against that schedule, but, you know, certainly that remains to be seen. So when you have an athlete like an Alexander Ovechkin in this town, you know, love the fact that he's ours, you know, continue to, you know, relish in all of his accomplishments, because as he creeps closer and closer to Wayne Gretzky and that goal-scoring mark, and the fact that he keeps doing it in this uniform is certainly fantastic that he's been ours for so much. And I can't wait to see him in those retro uniforms. That thing is awesome. That thing is awesome. Can't wait to save enough money so I can afford one. But let me tell you, those things are a work of art. And if you can afford one and you're a Jersey person, by all means, you need to go get that Caps alternate look jersey this year, because sometimes these things are garbage. This thing for the Capitals this year is anything but that. My thanks to Brendan Dar and to Jim Mullins for doing all the hard work. Ryan Wilson, Ryan McDonough, and Rob Carlin who joined us today. Grant and Danny are next. I'll be on Sports. Talk to you tomorrow right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.